We'll be hearing My Old Kentucky Home from Churchill Downs soon enough, when some of the finest three-year-old horses in the country parade down to the start of the Kentucky Derby. Racing riders are still hoping for some real competition. Empire Builder, owned by a Saudi Arabian prince, is the favorite, although some people like his stablemate, Peace Rules. Then there's 10 Most Wanted, who's looking good. Also Indian Express and the absurdly named That's What I'm Talking About, who is partly owned by movie producer Steven Spielberg. This year's race marks the 30th anniversary of Secretariat's win. Sports writer and Big Red biographer William Knack joins us from Louisville. Welcome.
Linda, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing okay, but we started the week with 17 horses, down one now. Why?
Sir Cherokee, I must have hurt himself. I was not out there when he was scratched, but I was told by Churchill Downs' publicity department late Friday morning that he was out.
Does that make a difference in the race, do you think?
Well, you know, I thought that horse had a real chance coming from behind.
Okay, then, looking at the field as it now exists, let's start with the favorite, Empire Maker, trained by Bobby Frankel. I've been reading about a bruised hoof.
Yeah, he had a bruised hoof a couple of days ago, but Bobby said he's through that. It's okay. The one problem I have with it is he missed 2 days of training. He walked one day and jogged the next, and on the eve of the Kentucky Derby, I don't like that. A horse has got to gallop up into the race.
Earlier in the week, you were liking 10 Most Wanted. Are you still high on him? Pat Day is riding him, and that ought to be good for something.
I really like that horse. He's got the pedigree. He won the Illinois Derby, which is what the winner of the Kentucky Derby did last year, War Emblem. And this horse is coming to it. And I think if anybody can beat Empire Maker, it's this horse.
Do you like to make up your mind about horses when you watch the workouts?
Oh, definitely. I like to see them in action. You like to see how athletic they are.
Hmm.
That's the key, how they move. It's like a scout looking at the football players working out before the professional draft in the NFL.
But isn't it the famous Seabiscuit story that tells us that clever trainers can sort of conceal vital information from the press?
Yeah, but, you know, when a horse is on the racetrack, it's hard to conceal them. I mean, if you're actually there watching them, you see how they finish. You like a horse when he's working out. You like to see him start off a little slowly and pick it up and, you know, go a last eighth of a mile in 12 seconds or faster. And that's when you know you've got a horse on the uptick. That's the key for the Kentucky Derby. You try to find a horse who's just on the uptick coming up to the race so that his very peak performance is going to be on the first Saturday in May.
Bill Knack, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Bill Knack writes about racing. His most recent book is My Turf: Horses, Boxers, Blood Money, and the Sporting Life. We reached him by telephone. He is where else in Louisville?